Hello, good evening, and welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. Tonight we are talking about Spiritfarer. This is week 5 of 7. This game was released in August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games. The platforms are Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As fairy master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mythical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? I am not Steph. Steph is out again. I am Madeline. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Our intro question is, if you could meet anyone deceased, personal to you or not, whose spirit would you want to meet and why? What do you imagine they would be like? From the top.
This is Franco. Boy, this is a tough one. I mean, rather than get into it, so many figures and significant. Oh man. Wow, that's a typical question. I might pass because it's like, it's really. I mean, God, you could talk to, you know, the mysteries of histories, you know, like, you know, what happened at certain events, you know, what really happened, stuff like that. And then you can get religious. You can talk to Gandhi. You can talk to, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know? So, good Lord. Come back. I'll try to think of somebody.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it's me. Okay. this is Jonathan. This is a tough question. I mean, there's always, you know, a family member, but I don't know, part of me also thinks like an easy answer, like thinking of it as like in the world of Spiritfarer with cartoon animals,
mm-hmm.
You know, Robin Williams came to mind. Because that would just be fun. I don't know what animal he would be, but I feel like he'd be very entertaining. For my weird, just like niche historical figure that popped in my head, just because I know for a fact his spirit would be an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
There is a famous British World War II. I forget his rank. Anyways, I read this book called Elephant Company, and in World War II, the British used during the Burma campaign, you know, over in India and Southeast Asia, they used elephants to help get armies through the forest. Like the armies would like help make paths and everything. And there's this one soldier who was in charge of it all, and he was called Elephant Bill, and he ran Elephant Company, and he like fell in love with the Indian people and the Burmese people and Burmese elephants. And it's been a long time since I read the book, but it's just it's a whole book about how elephants helped win one of the fronts of World War II.
Wow.
And he he would be very interested to talk to, and I know for a fact he'd be an elephant. His spirit would be an elephant. So.
Absolutely. This is Madeline. I think I would, for this one, go personal. My dad's dad, his name is James or Jim Cosgrove. While I knew him while he was alive, he had a stroke before I really got to know him, you know, as even a young kid. And then dementia was setting in pretty through most of the time that I knew him in life. So it'd be awesome to get to meet him. afterwards. My dad talks about how they would go hiking and they did a ton of Boy Scout stuff together. So I think he would be some kind of native Texas animal, probably like a bobcat or a mountain lion. So I would probably meet him. Next.
Kevin, hello.
Kevin.
Hi. This is Kevin. I don't know what animal he would be, but I wanted to meet my grandfather, or mother's side, so my mother's father, because I never got to meet him, but I heard stories about how funny he was and stuff. So.
Cool.
Coming back, you know what? I'm going to go totally off the wall and solve a big mystery of the 19th century or early 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Earhart.
Ooh. Where you been, girl?
Where you been?
Nice.
Yeah. There's so many of those, too. I mean, you know, Amelia Earhart people just wandered off and never knew what happened to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think she would be a bird or?
Oh, that would be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For definitely. but what kind of bird? I don't know.
She was I went to her house recently near where I live, or where the house where she grew up. Anyway, she was a kind of a tall lady.
Yeah, I was thinking it's sort of a longer wingspan,
mm-hmm.
sort of like a, I can't even think of the species. Yeah, not the species, but the type of bird.
He turns out to be like a kiwi or a penguin. Or
no,
daughter.
No, come on.
I was thinking one of those, you know, those long, thin-legged,
like
you know.
A crane, or
yeah, like a crane, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I can see that. All right, thank you, everyone, for sharing. So, at this point in the game, most of us are about somewhere between, or the goal is anyway, to be somewhere between 15 to 20 hours through your playthrough. I logged in earlier and Switch said I had about 15 hours, so I have met not quite all of the spirits, or not quite, I think a little bit over half the spirits probably, that you can in the game so far. Mm-hmm. Who all are on people's boats? How does life look on your boat right now, I guess?
Okay. So just, you know, I've played, you know, recently, the last 2 weeks. Let's see. Finally figured out, you know, the deal with Gwen. I had mm-hmm. Gwen, Alice, Summer, and the frog, which is a tool, and Astrid, the lioness, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I had all them on there. Yeah. At the same time, it was like a 1-2-3 punch the last like couple days. It was like finally got the event to trigger for, you know, to say goodbye to Gwen.
Mm.
So that was, you know, I was ready. That was kind of, you know, I knew it was coming. So it was like, you know, in a way, because Gwen goes away and, you know, it's just like you knew something's up. So that wasn't. Well, although, you know, with the scenes of their joint childhoods was pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, like not an hour or two later in the gameplay, it's like Summer props up and says, "Yeah, I'm ready."
I'm not ready.
Yeah, you know, it's like so soon. And on top of that, you know, the past couple hours, you know, it's like Alice is breaking my heart.
Oh. Because she's still on the boat right now, but she's like, is that right? She's still on your boat, but she's starting to
forget. They sort of like, you know, they sort of like weed you in with like, you know, she's just not moving around. So you have to rearrange the boat. So, you know, Jonathan, this could be a spoiler, but, you know, she's not moving around too well. So you have to rearrange the boat so that her house is on the bottom deck. And, you know, and then she starts, forgetting things and starting to, and she just wants to go out on the prow of the ship and just all day. So it's like, man, and then she starts forgetting who you are, and it's like, oh, man, this is, like, brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
And then I finally figured out how to get, because the icebreaker was the killer, getting the the parts for the icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wait until somebody passes to get a spirit flower for the icebreaker.
Yeah.
So it's like
the crabby part.
Yeah. So yeah, I finally got the icebreaker, and then things started to pick up right away. It's like, you know, once you get the icebreaker, then you can do this, do that. Go knock off three or four things that have been sitting in your pending list for like the past 6-7 hours of gameplay.
Yeah.
And a whole new bunch of fish you can catch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A giant lot of seafood crab, on my boat.
Yeah, giant crab, lobster. Not giant crab. What's the other one? The winter one. Snow crab.
Snow crab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's winter snow crab and lobster. And I finally did the big, I forget what the big fish up in the ice area was. And here's the one thing, you know, it's kind of like, I hope they respawn the big fishing areas?
I think so, yes.
Because it's like, when you catch a new kind of fish, the first thing I do is I cook it by itself to see what the base is. You know, mm-hmm. So if you catch a snow crab, you just cook a snow crab and nothing else just to see, okay, what's the plain snow crab? And then before you start experimenting with vegetables and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was like it cooked all of that fish, and it made like six, the generic like fish meal. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yeah. So yeah, and I've yet to. I just picked up because when I picked up, finally, you know, you figure out what's up with Giovanni, because the other huge turtle is locked behind the ice wall, so you have to have the icebreaker to get to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do that, you know, you find out where Giovanni is and you get him, you pick him up, and he's staying with Astrid, because you don't have to build him. Not yet. I haven't had to build him a house.
Right. For right now, he's staying
there.
Ah. Sorry, spoilers.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right.
I just got the quest to go find Giovanni. So.
Yeah.
To find what?
Find Giovanni.
Oh.
The separated, I guess, separated husband of Astrid?
Yeah, they're in... Yeah, in Olga's letter, it to Astrid, it said your husband Giovanni.
Yeah.
It said in the letter it said your husband, but when they were talking, they said Giovanni. So I was like, ah, Giovanni's the ex, or maybe ex separated. Gossip girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of time to play since I was last on, just because life's been crazy and stuff. But, yeah, so I'm still looking for Atul's pork chops.
And it's not like you have to kill anything or harvest anything. It's you just have
no,
to.
No, I just gotta find
go to a shop that sells
the place.
Them.
Yeah. I gotta find the shop, and then, then I just before we came on, I found a quarry that had all the iron and all the slate. I was like, yay! And so I was able to build Ashford's house, and I just need one oak plank, and then I can go get Alice.
Ah. Yeah, Alice is such a sweetheart. I mean, she just... I love her to death.
And then I need one more gemstone
For summer?
Summer, yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. Boat space is getting tight.
Yeah, you gotta start generating some income.
Can you, it's like, I don't, well, those conflicted feelings, you know, I don't want to get rid of anybody's house, but can you get rid of Spirit's house after they've moved
on? You can't. You cannot.
Yeah,
that's
there's
what
a
I was people's thinking.
There's a reason for that. I was reading, there's a reason, because, especially when, Gwen went away, and I tried to go get some, what are those things called, the gem lights or whatever. And I went into the storm, and nothing, they never showed up.
The jellies, yeah.
Yeah, the jelly things, yeah. And it's because Gem's not, Gwen's not on the boat.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, because they were in the embodiment of her fear.
Yes.
Whatever. I get
so
that.
So you can still.
Yeah,
you
after
can still
I
go
read,
to her,
yeah.
The door.
Yeah, after she.
Triggered the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after she passes on.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
You just go to her door of her house, and that triggers the. And I guess it'll be the same for the other people.
For other stuff.
Yeah, for what? Atul is the, what is he? Chain Lightning?
The Lightning?
Yeah, he's the Lightning, yeah.
And then the Nebula, well, have you seen the Nebula stuff for Alice?
No, because I haven't gotten Alice
you,
yet.
Not
I still
you.
Need one. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Frank, have you seen, you've seen the Nebula stuff, the roly-polies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
To roll it, and I finally like after the second time caught on that you have to like not just run over them, you have to drag them back to the shell. You know, it's like
it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you know, you got to do them one at a time. You can't pick up like three.
I know.
In a row, you have to go get one, bring it back, one, bring it back,
them.
One, bring it. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And it took me forever to find the last dragon for Summer.
I think that one was level gated that I had to get. I think upgrade the boat or something to.
Wait, you mean like the one. Last dragon she can use or like the
She'll,
last?
She shows you where all the dragons are on the on the map.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them is like gated behind.
Yeah, the aluminum dragon.
Letting her go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the aluminum dragon. It's way up in the. Sorry, well, you'll find out where it's at. So, So, you have to get the icebreaker to find it.
Mm-hmm. So, since we've all now at least said farewell, unfortunately, to one spirit, how do you feel like the game is handling the saying goodbye stuff?
The conversation you have on the boat as you go towards the gate. Because it's sort of like they're just finally coming to grips with, you know, whatever their issue was, you know. And then, you know, final hug. And then, now, with Summer, I didn't get like that, you know, with Gwen, there was a thing with, you know, a reliving of some scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, but I didn't get that with Summer. Is that something that is tied to anything, or just you don't get that with Summer?
I think that's to do with the fact that you knew Gwen
before, as a sister. Yeah.
Yeah, before all of this.
Okay.
Before the afterlife, and I don't think that Stella knew Summer.
Okay. All right.
Before this.
Yeah, and then, and I got to pay attention to see if both constellations are in the sky above the boat now. I think I did notice that Gwen's constellation was above the boat a couple times. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Yes. That's a really neat touch.
Yes.
I like that they did that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like, yes, the, y'all, yeah, although it is kind of like, you know, matter of fact, it's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Although they sort of like, it seems like they give you a hint, but it's like, it's not like a immediate precursor. It's like with Summer, you know, going into hibernation in her room.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was plenty left to do with, a couple things left to do with Summer, you know, before that, the final moments. So it was like,
yeah.
It was interesting the way that now trying to, well, I'm assuming, you know, that Summer kept talking about dragon. Did they, I guess this Wikipedia reveals what their real issue was in life.
So the Thunder Lotus released an art book at some point that has a lot more backstory for all of the characters, I guess. And they talk about what the dragon is supposed to be kind of for Summer. And then they talk about that in this wiki, in the spiritfair.fandom.com/wiki. If you're listening to this and want to check it out. Jonathan, how about you? How do you feel about the goodbyes?
Since I've really only experienced Gwen, it was still very, you know, effective because, you know, Gwen's your first spirit and like,
yeah,
she very obviously has history with Stella.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought like the final boat ride would be the one like where it would like get me, but kind of like we were just talking about, it's like there was so much that I was like, I kind of got the history, but you know, the game doesn't just straight up tell you, you know.
Yeah.
That I was like, wait, what exactly was going on, you know? But at the little but then when it goes into like the spirit world or the spirit world inside the spirit world, like platforming section where you unlock the memories and then it shows them like silhouettes as real people, like, you know, from I know it did that for Gwen. I imagine it they do it for each one or not. I don't know. But I know I found that part much more like fascinating and interesting because it was kind of like you're seeing their life flash before your eyes. Although it took me a long time to figure out what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to like go not stand by the butterflies and press a button. there was like, I can make this jump. I can make this. I can't make this jump. Oh, butterflies. Gotcha.
Okay.
But like once. Yeah. Once I figured that out, I was like, oh, okay. Okay, and so I liked that. And I don't know, it's weird because I know I haven't played nearly as much as the rest of all of you, but it was like when Gwen was like ready to move on, I was like, wait, already? Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I expected there to be a little bit more, you know, in that like it's a lot of the quests they give you. I mean, it's they're very, you know, gamey.
Sure.
You know,
build this, fetch this, feed
me
this.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I need 3 oranges.
Yeah.
Then I'll be happy to move on from the afterlife. It's like, I don't know, because it's like, it's, on one hand, these kinds of games, like, can be very relaxing, and this game is very much one of those games where you can just chill, do a couple things, you know, appreciate the art, you know, and then, like, you know, occasionally they'll you know, hit you in the heart with some profound statement that you weren't expecting, but, you know, but...
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's like, when I first heard about this game, it's like, I don't know, I expected a little bit more from your conversations, and I understand Stella is the silent protagonist, and it's like, for a lot of these games, it's like, yeah, there's always the player are the silent protagonist, but like, when characters like Gwyn and Atul, like, have this predetermined relationship with Stella to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you wanted a little bit more.
I want to hear Stella's side of it. You know, what is Stella thinking about all this, other than, like, you know, occasionally doing, like, a, you know,
a smile.
Like, like a smile, or like, I noticed when Astrid, after you first talked to Olga, that Astrid's like, oh, Olga is such a gossiper. I'm sorry you had to hear all that. When it was like, half of it was Astrid being doing the gossip.
Exactly.
And Stella does this, like, face, like, what you talking about? You know? But, I don't know. It's like, I feel... Or even if, like, maybe there's, like, a dialogue tree. If you could be more involved with the actual conversations with the people on board, rather than all just being turned into generic game quest givers, you know?
Yeah. So, I absolutely understand that approach to it. Personally, as a nurse, looking at this as, like, if this were, like, a hospice situation and I'm taking care of people who are getting ready to pass, I think of this game in that aspect as, like, this is not about me. This is about what my patients would need so that they can be comfortable, so that they can feel like that they've accomplished everything that they need to do, so that they, when on their time, when they're ready, maybe not when I'm ready, but when they're ready, then they can get ready to go. So if they just want 3 oranges to be happy, honestly, that's a really easy get. If I have to, like, take them, like, 6 different places on the map, that's a lot more labor intensive. And I may not feel like I'm getting, like, the return out of them as, like, if you were a nice character and we had good conversations, or you were interesting, or you were funny, then maybe I wouldn't mind taking you 6 places on the map. But if you're a jerk to me, I don't want to do this for you, but it's my job. Like, if Madeline, the nurse, is taking care of you. So I know, like, that's not necessarily exactly what this game is doing, but I think that's part of what the message that it's trying to convey is, like, if we are, is the role of Stella, if we're helping people get ready to leave, it's not about us. It's about the people. And I don't know if there would be a better way to, like, to get the player, who's not necessarily coming from a healthcare nurse perspective that I have. I don't know if there would be a better way to kind of, like, get them in that mindset, or to, like, say, hey, you're taking care of people. Sucks to be you, but this is your job. I don't know.
I understand.
I don't know if there'd be a better way to do that.
Yeah, no, I hadn't thought about that way. I'm really glad you shared that perspective of it.
Yeah. Of course, in real life, the other aspect is also, like, trying to coordinate, you know, family being there and being able to say goodbye and do all this other stuff. So that's a whole other thing. So I'm kind of glad, honestly, that you don't have to do that aspect so much in the game, because that adds a whole other complication and sometimes heartache. So, sorry, made it really serious there for a minute.
I mean, I know we talked about it in like one of the earlier chats, but it's like that's what. It's like this game itself is very unique and different in that, like, it is, you know, on one hand, a fun, happy, you know, just sim, life sim, you know, fetch quest with anthropomorphic cartoon animals that look very Disney-ish, anime-ish, you know, it's like, it's like, and good times were had by all. And then at the same time, it is a game, you know, like you said from the top, it's a game about death, and it hits heavy, you know, and it's crazy. Like, this is just one of those games where it's just like, that I would throw out at people when people like, think video games are just, you know,
a waste of time.
games or like not art kind of thing, when it's just like this hits things most other forms of media will not go into, you know. Like you'd never see a Disney, I mean, some Disney movies, you know, they'll hit you like in the feels, but like, you know, you watch Bambi, and, you know, Bambi's mom dies. Spoiler alert.
Sheesh, Jonathan.
Wow, Jonathan.
But, like, the movie Bambi doesn't linger on that moment for the whole thing to, you know, and dissect what all goes into that. I mean, it kind of does, but,
it's more in service of character development for Bambi. Like most deaths of women in media, but
exactly.
Anyway, before Madeline gets on a soapbox,
in Disney movies in particular.
It's now, you see, you've done the exact same thing. It's like when you say game, video games, I mean, that's an awfully big blanket to throw over all these games, right?
Now
it's, you can see the trend happening with media. It's like Disney movies. It's like, well, that's an incredibly large blanket to just throw out there. You know, it's like, well, does that cover us from Steamboat Willie all the way up to, you know, the latest movie? It's like, you know, that's, you know.
the new Marvel one that just came out, right? That's the most recent one? The Legend of the Five Rings? That one, or the
Shang-Chi.
I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's an awfully big one. And how many different corporate changeovers? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you just can't throw a huge.
And even just like indie games now, it's like, you know, there's a big debate now, you know, just like, should we still use that term indie games, because that covers such a huge area now, and now there's like different levels of indie games, you know.
Yeah, you almost have to do a stock market analysis to just
to determine
what level they are, you know. It's like, well,
should CD Projekt Red still be considered indie?
Small cap, cap, large cap, you know, big cap,
or like
indie used to mean something, like, I guess 10 years ago more so. But now, like, it just means so many things. Because, like, it covers such a wide variety of things and stuff. It's so, kind of not really a category.
So about this indie game specifically, trying to bring us back in.
Oh, yeah.
So as a lot of you have gotten to go to new areas and experience some new little quests, anything in particular new that you enjoyed or really didn't anything like that?
I like what the newer aspects of experimentation that Bloomsbury picked up Stanley has brought into the boat, and teaching me how to make glue. Oh. And also make a bunch of cursed food that I can't eat.
But, Stanley is a mushroom, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very hard to feed.
Yeah, yes. I just picked up Gustav.
Yes. Stanley, Stanley is a interesting spirit to acquire because there are two different ways you can get him. I don't know if I should say how.
They'll figure it out.
But yeah, there's two different ways you can get them. One of them's a lot simpler than the other.
Let's see. Who did I meet recently?
Oh, and he gave me the joy of being able to feed glue to my boat inhabitants and then not complain. But they do act a little bit odd when you see them glue.
Let's see. I met Susan recently. Has anybody else been to Susan's museum?
Oh, yes.
I love Susan.
Yeah. Susan, just all I want to do. Yeah. All I want to do is impress Susan, like, once in this game. She's so annoyed with, my existence. I'm just like, I've got all these things. Okay, that's nice.
I easily finished the collecting the different precious gems quest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the first one I maxed out, because there's only, like, six of them.
Yeah.
I still don't know if there's any sort of crafting thing that'll evolve them other than like the having to give them to
Summer.
Where is it? Yeah, Summer.
Yeah,
so I don't know if there's any use for them other than that, so I've been saving and holding on to them, even though I could technically sell them.
Yeah,
and you get
5,000 glims.
Do you have the crusher?
No.
Yes, I did get the crusher.
I think you can crush up some of them.
Okay.
I remember correctly.
So I will hold off on selling them. Although,
crush them.
You can get some of them again pretty easily. So I would say if you've already said bye to Summer and you don't need to give any of them to Susan, I would say it's okay to go ahead and sell them because the glims will be more useful than just hanging on to them.
Yeah, it seems like the other thing I was going to say is like I'm tempted. There seems to be, I would call it the hot tea exploit, the cup of tea exploit. The cup of tea goes for like 150 to sell.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I should just sit here and grind tea all day.
Yep.
Because everybody's giving you tea seed, leaves and stuff. It's like, yeah. So.
It annoyed me that once I got the tea, I could not combine it with like various fruit to make various fruit teas.
That's
right.
You can only like add sugar to it. Or probably, and I think like milk once you get that. You can't like go and make like orange tea or peach tea. It's just tea.
I know. I have all of this fruit, and I can only make like two recipes with fruit.
So and much stewed fruit. Fruit. Yeah.
So much fruit. Variety, and I can make
fruit turned into my quick feed a tool food or feed sheep food.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's either corn or because I had a ton of corn. It was like a slowly weeding the corn off on the sheep. Oh, I made a huge mistake. After I got the two sheep, then like, a few hours later, just wandering around, I encountered another sheep. and it was emaciated, you know, and it's like, I fed the sheep, and it's like, oh no, this thing's following
me.
Oh no. Oh no, you made the...
So now you have three sheep.
Three sheep, yes.
I think I have, I think I might have four, because I'm a fool. But I resolved to never, to not pick up any more.
Although there, I saw, I was just browsing through my PlayStation 4 trophies, and there is a trophy for collecting all the sheep and having them sheltered on the boat. I don't know how many there are, but...
That's so many sheep, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like I can see once you get the max boat size, well, like, before that, no.
Yeah.
It seems like there might be five. Sheep.
Yeah, I mean, cooking, I wish, you know, on a side note, I wish, like, the cooking was a little better in terms of, they should have a recipe book. But, you know, if you're looking at the recipe book, if you have the ingredients to make it, it should let you just, like, okay. Because it's usually the other way around, you know, it's like, after I've made something, then I know what it is, and I know who to feed it to.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, I'm short on food for somebody, I need, you know, it's like, you got to go back and forth to look up, what do you have to do to make that kind of food for that person? And then go cook it and remember what it was and then go cook it. But if you look it up in the recipe book, oh, there it is. That's what I want. Bingo. And make it, you know?
Yeah. Cooking, I find to be one of the least intuitive.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff goes into
in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At first, I thought it was going to be overwhelming because there's so many different kinds of fish. There's so many different, you know, and veggies. Well,
it is also a little bit overwhelming because you don't know what some things will end up being, because, like, certain things are like, oh, savory vegetables versus like normal stuff.
Right.
It's like,
But after a while, it's like, I don't mind, you know, running through the iterations, but a lot of stuff just gets dumped into the same category, you know, not category, but, you know, yeah, like, you know, a fish and rice, no matter what kind of fish, no matter, you know, you do, it ends up being the same thing.
Yeah. And particularly because there's so many different types of seafood.
Yes.
That you get in this game. I really wish, like... There are a lot of different types of seafood dishes you can make, but it feels like it only works with like one specific type of fish or shellfish. And if you don't have that one, then it's just like, oh, this is shellfish bouillabaisse. Stew.
Yeah. Yeah. Shellfish stew or bouillabaisse.
Or
paella. It seems to be a dumping
steamed,
ground too.
Yeah. Yeah. Steamed clams or whatever. Like steamed shellfish. Yeah. Like there's okay. Technically. Right.
One thing that annoyed me food was that like certain ones have like specific subcategories, like, oh, this is a thing that has shellfish in it. But sometimes you're like, it's some fancy recipe, like recipe name, like bolognese or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know if this has shellfish in it or not. And then you have the one person on the boat. It doesn't like you can't have shellfish. Screw you, Bruce and Mickey. And you try to feed them something that has two ingredients in it because they need two ingredients in it because that's what the game the makes you have. And you have all you used up all the other things that you cooked that have two ingredients in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, just eat the food, damn it.
Yes.
Eat the food,
Tina.
Here, have an apple.
Exactly.
Nope. They can't have an apple, nor can they eat the same thing twice in a row.
I was excited when I got the orchard going. It's like, oh, I got apples. And I got, let me cook up apples and see what it. I swore I was going to make an apple pie, and you know, stewed fruit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened?
Come on.
You know, only Alice, who is, you know, can't remember anything right now. She's the only one who can make apple pie.
Yeah. Yeah. To make apple pie requires so much so much stuff to be able to even make half the stuff. Where I'm like, how is she making all this stuff? Why can't she go and buy flour from the guy, but I can't?
I can't.
Damn it, Theodore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever the
raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. What's his name?
Yeah, and I made after I met the other turtle, right? Made that classic mistake. You meet right? They have their conversation, and then I don't know what happened, but I went to talk to the turtle like there was something to talk about, and she says, "Okay, bye." It's like, wait a minute, I wanted to, you know, plant some stuff on you.
No, come back.
Don't sink. No, don't go.
I sometimes keep forgetting to go and, like, actually pick up my stuff from the turtle because it only takes, like, a day. So I just, like, plant a bunch of, like, the lower-end minerals that I have on them and then, like, leave it for a while and then eventually get back to it.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same process with me. It's like, stop at the turtle. All right, what am I light on? Doesn't matter what it is, you know, whatever I'm light on.
Yep. So, everything into the pits.
Yep.
Into the turtle hole.
Yep.
Does anybody else find the amount of logs you get from the sawmill to be very picky?
It's really tough to get more than two.
Because like sometimes like
it depends on how good of a job you do.
Because sometimes you do like really well, but you miss like one little part, and you only get like one log. But other times you don't do as well, but you still like somehow I guess cut more of the log or something, and you get like three. I'm like, what?
It's like
be consistent.
I'm playing on Xbox, and it's like the control stick is both too sensitive and not sensitive enough at the same time, and I don't know if that's possible.
That's how I feel like on Switch, too. Yep.
I feel like I wonder if it's, like, it's purposely, like, they're purposely doing it to make it super hard. And I'm like, you're sawing logs. It should, it just has to be a straight line. Why are you putting these curves in there?
What kind of wood planks are you making?
I think I think you can use the directional pad for that.
I started using the directional pad.
It doesn't help. It's the same. I tried to, but it's still real rough.
To the point where I'm trying to recognize the pattern and memorize the button push count for, you know, each move. You know, it's like two up, two down, two up, two down. You know, three up, one, you know, one down. It's like, oh my God, this is impossible.
Yeah.
The loom is just so relaxing. It's in contrast. It's like,
no, right?
Just grinding out that.
My problem with the loom was because it's so relaxing that it's like I forget what the final product is. Like I made too much of the final product when I needed the previous state.
I was wondering.
I was like, oh no.
Oh yes, I hate that.
And I was like, oh no.
I was wondering about that because I got all this thread. Should I burn up all this thread and make the fabric? You know, and it's like, yeah, maybe not.
from what I found is the thread's more valuable than fabric.
Yeah,
a couple of the things that I've needed.
Okay.
Like, I've needed thread for building stuff.
It's funny with the loom, I've gotten into the habit, like, I'll have a whole bunch of something, like wool or something like that, and I'll run like four through first. Just to get the pattern down. It's like, okay, this is a runner, this is a fast one, and then I'll load up like 20. Same thing with the what was it, the rock, not the rock, not the, well, yeah, with the food, I always cook one off of anything new I find. Although I haven't cooked can you cook a sunflower seed by itself?
No. I think you can use it for other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you can turn it into stuff, but I don't think you can.
Yeah, that's why I saw that. I'm like, sunflower. Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
One thing I do like about the sunflower seeds is they are self-replicating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can just keep planting them and get some more.
That's like what I was wondering.
It sucks that none of the other things do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get the crusher, then you can start using them for.
Crush
up the sunflower seeds and they turn into oil, and oil is a fat. And then if you have to fry things.
Oh, that's where you get it. I was wondering where you got the fat.
You can. Yeah.
Okay, so crusher's on my list now.
I have no idea what the smoke point of sunflower oil is in real life. This is not cooking advice for actual life.
Right, most people tend to go with vegetable oil, but or in peanut oil.
I thought you. I originally thought you were gonna have to just go and use the bread for making fried chicken, like you're gonna like bread fry it or something. But it's just oil frying chicken.
Just oil.
Yeah, at least they give you the recipe for his bizarre. You know, now he's on the fried chicken. Yep. Bugging me for fried chicken.
Yeah. Have any of you gotten some more of the oval powers besides just like double jump?
I just picked up, because it was weird. I could have sworn that Giovanni didn't give me an opal. And then I just picked up Gustav and he gave me an opal. So now I have two for the, Ride the Wire or whatever. The zip line thing.
Yeah. I find the connecting to the zip line a little bit weird.
Do you have to use that? Like, is that what the metal strings for?
Yeah. But I find it a little bit odd connecting to it. Like, I understand why they make you have to have like a button push or whatever for connecting to it, but it does end up being a little bit weird when you're like when you have later stuff or like having to jump between wires and stuff like that, where I got to the point where I'm like using the analog stick to like connect to it by like hitting it up as well as jumping at the same time. I'm like,
can you, just out of curiosity, the zip lines, can you use them in both directions or only downhill?
Both directions.
Okay. So, yeah, what was it? It's a lot of, you know, stuff is gated, you know. Now, the other one is now gated between, like, what do you need, a metal, blah, 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 something. The southern area. A rock crusher, and then the last one is what, in fog?
Because I think it's like a fog wall.
Fog, rock crusher, something like that, yeah.
I think I might have the rock crusher, or at least have, at least can upgrade to it with how far I am.
Yeah, I finally got a tool at his desk, but now his last thing is like some bizarre ingredients. I'm like, where the hell am I getting this?
For some of the later stuff, I just had to look up. I'm like, where the hell do I get this thing? Because some of the spirits made it a lot more obvious that, like, oh, I have, like, this lightning I can do, or, like, help you talk, I'm with the dragon farming.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones, it's kind of like, you have to run into the area in order to find out what they do and like how to get their like specific things, like weird ectoplasm and stuff.
Yeah, the ectoplasm, that's what I saw. Yeah, that was bizarre.
I thought it was, I guess it's not.
What's that?
The glide.
Oh.
With the air draft. Yeah. That's what it is. The glide where you, if there's a big updraft, you can glide through the air.
Yeah, and you can get one for your boat.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have one last power. With ovals.
I just scrolled back to the picture of your ship battling, and my OCD kicked in, and it was like, no, I got to rearrange that.
Right? I was looking at that after I posted, and I was like, why do I have so much empty space? But it's probably just because I was scooting stuff over, and then I got annoyed with, or like, it was daytime, and then I could finally sail again, so I gave up on it. Start harvesting and feeding all the people.
Got to water the plants. I got to feed the sheep.
Yeah, I have all the production buildings on the bottom, and then all the houses in like a level above that. And then underneath the giant row of houses is like the four sheep pens. And then, like,
well, yeah, because they're
and then above that is the two farming, is the different fields as well as the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, whenever I've said goodbye to a spirit, I'm putting their house here at the front of the boat. And I tried to put Alice's house up further because it would give me better arrangement. And then it was like, no, you have to put Alice's house on the first level. And I was like, she's not even on the boat anymore.
Oh my God, even though she's gone, you still have to.
And I was like, fuck.
Wait, would the game force you to?
It did. Now, this was several months ago, so I don't know if it would still do it after all these updates, but...
Yeah, it could have.
It probably was like a quit or something like that, where they realized, like, hey, you don't have to do this anymore.
I already said goodbye.
You're not even here.
Yeah. All right. Anything else about Spirit Fair for this week?
Nah, I'm good. Yeah, looking forward to building some more houses, crushing some stones.
I'm looking forward to finishing some of the shenanigans side quests I picked up.
We have two more weeks for Spirit Fair, and then whether we're done or not, we will move on to another game. So consult how long you have played, and then kind of look at how long to beat based on what your play style is, and decide how much you need to play.
Get to work, there. Yeah.
Yeah, it may be more than 3 hours a week, depending on how far you are and what your play style is. Yeah,
might have to push it to four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want more Game Chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, on Instagram at @thegamechat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or question or topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net, or if you want to join our chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net. Or send us a picture of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week, and we'll be chatting more about Spirit Fair. So until then, thanks for listening, and we will chat at you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.